This goes to Madison, M-A-D-I-S-O-N, McConnon, M like Mary, C, capital C, O, N like November, N like November, O, N like November. Fax 989-772-7656. Regarding Catherine with a K, Cotter, C-O-T-T-E-R, date of birth 8-1-1956. Dear Mrs. McConnon, this is a follow-up visit for Mrs. Cotter with hypertension, history of renal transplant, secondary to polycystic kidney disease, and mitral valve regurgitation. Her last visit was September 7th of 2023. Her weight is stable. She's feeling well. She's had no recent illnesses or hospitalizations since her last visit. She did have an echocardiogram that was done 10-10 of 23 due to an increased murmur that was noted on her last exam. It shows that she does have a mitral valve prolapse with moderate mitral regurgitation. Otherwise, normal-sized left and right ventricles, normal tricuspid valve, normal aortic valve, and ejection fraction of 66%. She denies chest pain or palpitations, no dyspnea, cough, or sputum production. No bowel changes, blood, or melena. Urine is clear without cloudiness, foaminess, or blood. No edema. Medications, she's on GENGRAF 25 milligram, 2 capsules every 12 hours. Celcept 500 milligram twice a day. Prednisone 5 milligram daily. Lisinopril 20 milligram daily. And Prilosec 20 milligram daily. Also vitamin D. 2,000 units once daily. Physical exam, weight 154 pounds, pulse is 100, oxygen saturation 93% on room air, blood pressure, right arm sitting, large adult cuff is 134 over 78. Neck is supple, no JVD, lungs are clear, heart is regular with a grade 2 over 6, systolic murmur. Kidney transplant is in the right lower quadrant. There is no tenderness, no ascites, no edema. Labs, most recent lab studies were done March 4th of 2024. Creatinine is stable at 1.0, estimated GFR greater than 60. Electrolytes are normal. Albumin 3.6, calcium 8.9, phosphorus 4.4. Cyclosporin level is 108 in the normal range. Hemoglobin 13.1 with normal white count and platelets 142,000. Assessment and plan. Hypertension is well controlled to history of renal transplant due to the polycystic kidney disease. 3, mitral regurgitation. No further treatment is indicated at this time. The patient will continue to have lab studies done every 3 months, and she'll have a follow-up visit with this practice in 6 months. Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.